American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. More than a dozen state attorneys general are suing Doge, the advisory board run by Elon Musk, tasked with reducing government waste, in an attempt to prevent the agency from accessing the Treasury Department payment system. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit, criticized Musk.
Listen, all of us are concerned about waste, fraud in our federal government and in all governments, but you should work with Congress. That's how the system works, not by, again, special employees who have not been vetted, who have not been proved by the United States Senate.
The attorneys general behind the lawsuit argue that Doge has access to the Treasury system and that would put Americans' personal data at risk, though defenders of the cost-cutting group claim that Doge is only searching for wasteful spending. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a package of immigration laws yesterday aimed at carrying out President Donald Trump's mass deportation agenda. Republicans say the laws put Florida, long a haven for immigrants, on the leading edge of conservative-controlled states working to leverage state and local resources for federal immigration enforcement. Meg Kilgannon, Senior Fellow for Education Studies at the Family Research Council, stopped by Washington Watch and talked about the recent hearing for Education Secretary nominee Linda McMahon.
She did a really great job at the hearing. The senators, the Democrat senators asked a few tough questions, but they were very, very subdued from their normal antics.
McMahon was asked about winding down the Department of Education. Kilgannon gave her thoughts.
And she acknowledged that it will take an act of Congress to shut the Department of Education down, which, you know, I guess these people on the Education Committee on the Democrat side are assuming that there won't be 60 votes for that. You absolutely can move functions from one place to another.
The White House blocked an Associated Press journalist from the news conference of President Donald Trump and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The issue is over AP's style decision to stick with the name Gulf of Mexico for a body of water that the president renamed the Gulf of America. An AP senior vice president and executive editor called it a plain violation of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Two second-grade girls have been traumatized at school by a vampire-obsessed after-school teacher who is facing charges that he sexually abused the girls. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg with more.
26-year-old Miles McNeil also posts fetishized vampires and communist propaganda online. Lori Higgins of Breakthrough Ideas says this reveals a serious flaw in the way this public school in Harlem hired McNeil.
And we are seeing way too many of these kinds of stories of sexual abuse committed by public school teachers. The administrator had the audacity to say that this was a good thing that this child was crying because it means she's getting in touch with her feelings.
McNeil pleaded not guilty when he was arrested a year ago, posted bail, and remains free pending his trial, according to theconservativebrief.com. Higgins complains.
Teachers' unions have made it extraordinarily difficult to fire a teacher, so it come out, it's become public. The unions actively work to kind of facilitate this, to support this teacher and to prevent them from getting fired.
For their incompetence, the New York Post reports the principal and the parent coordinator were simply reassigned. I'm Bob Kellogg.
New data shows you may be spending more on your Valentine this year. Here's Fox Business's Kelly Sabiri.
In a one-week period leading up to Valentine's Day, jewelry sales surged about 140% from last month. There's a record $27.5 billion being spent. That tops the record set back in 2020, back to pre-pandemic levels. This as the cost to create these pastries and the delicious chocolates and all the things has all increased exponentially. We've seen the price of cocoa go up 81%, the price of eggs 65%. This as even the local farmers are basically turning into wholesalers.
That'll do it for this edition of the news. Find more news at AFN.net. We appreciate your listening. I'm Robert Thornton.